Hi, Jonathan. How are you feeling this morning? Did you get any sleep?
Oh, a couple hours, not much. That was a hard night.
I can't imagine. Listen, this is not easy. You went against two people who had also been in the final tribal council before, had some experience talking to the jury. Did you think about that at the time, and do you think that helped, like, give them a leg up at all?
I think it definitely helped that they had been in Final Tribal before, but I've seen it. And I kind of knew what to expect, but it's difficult no matter what, regardless if you've done it before or haven't. It's a hard spot to be in.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting. I was worried that you and Joe were going to split votes because you worked with a lot of the same people, Chrissy, Jonathan, the people that voted for you. Did you consider that at all? Or, I mean, you ended up getting their votes over him. So
I
there's
thought
that.
about that. I thought about splitting votes with Joe, but at the end of the day, I had a feeling that they would think that I played a better game than Joe. I did not think I knew Aubrey would probably win as soon as the ball dropped in some motion. If I'm being honest, I knew that it was pretty much over because in today's Survivor game, you can't compete with an underdog story that's 5 seasons long. And I genuinely believe that this wasn't based solely on this game, but what had happened in the past game. Is that fair? That's up for you and the fans to decide. I think even the questions, if you go back and listen to them, are partially honed into not just this game, but what had happened in the past games. So.
That's interesting. Okay, yeah. And did people talk about your game at all and how you evolved from season 42 and Final Tribal? Did that come up?
It came up how I had changed, but as far as moves or things that didn't happen to me in season 42 was not. But however, I think that people think that Miss Aubrey was cheated. And Miss Aubrey, this is a fun fact, she said that I played like she did, and she played like Michelle in their season, which is, I think, is pretty accurate.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. I know you came in like, okay, this is challenge beast, Jonathan. That's all he's got. But you really changed your game. You were maneuvering a little bit more strategic. You were not super rigid. I mean, I have to imagine that's like a conscious effort that you made going into the season.
I thought about Survivor literally every day for 4 years, and having Boston Rob as my friend who could kind of help guide me really did help. And I don't, I thought being less rigid would help me with my jury management, but I started to think that season 50, I did think that season 50 would like moves instead of more of staying in the middle. That's what I thought. But it turns out, Ozzy said so himself, being in the middle is what most of the jury wanted to see, not necessarily having your hand on every single vote like I did. And that's what happened. I mean, out of their mouth, like they would rather see somebody that was in the middle kind of floating to the top. And that's what happened.
It is interesting because it is dependent on what season it is, right? Some juries would reward that. So that is hard, I'm sure, to sort of accept of like it is kind of a luck game. I mean, you've even said like with the fire making, like whatever's meant to happen, I guess is meant to happen. Like it's kind of out of your control.
That's right. It's just harder when it's $2 million in
I
a Toyota.
know.
I mean, good Lord, at least give me the car.
Okay. I kind of agree with you there. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, good grief. Like it was made
Oh.
race of 2 million, and then it's like, and a car.
Oh my God. Jonathan, whose votes did you feel okay, I have going into tribal? Who do you like? I definitely have to convince them.
I thought D would appreciate my game and Ozzy would appreciate my game more because D is known for being kind of a stabber in the backer and playing. I mean, I did a D. I did what D did on her season. I made her say something she didn't want to say. I played her just like she played people. And she didn't even play with Aubrey for like one day because this
Oh,
was the we didn't
interesting.
her. Yeah. And she played with me the entire time and she didn't give me her vote. And if that's not a bitter jury, I don't know what it is. And I'm not trying to be rude, but it's just things like that that I catch. Like Ceree, for example, if you can have four people that come to you and ask you, well, how do we vote? What do we do next? You don't think that that's happening on Ponderosa?
Okay. So do you think, yeah, I was going to say, do you think people were swayed by some other people?
I mean, you tell me, do you think they were swayed in the game?
I mean, definitely.
Well, is the game over in Ponderosa? See, that's what you got
Listen,
to.
that's fair. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, so I think it was just who was in my corner and who wasn't, is what it comes down to.
I was going to say, do you think there were like blocks in the jury? Because, you know, Christian, Emily, and Devins worked really closely together. Christian did give you props for the first sort of the D situation and planning that. Did you feel like, okay, well, if I have one, I have all of them? Like, were they always going to vote sort of together, did you think?
I thought they might. That's why I thought there was a chance for me, because I didn't think it was a big chance. But I was like, if Devins, I think Devins respects my game. But it turns out he didn't quite respect it as much as I had thought.
You did win a crucial immunity challenge. That was rough. What we saw you throwing up, and then you still won. Talk to me about that and what was going through your body, your mind at that moment.
I think God made me to. When I watch Playing Survivor, I can see myself, and I know how I'm feeling in that moment. And it's just like a time to of surrender to the game. I feel I can see it in my eyes, and it's a lot of it. I move real slow if you watch me play, because I'm like giving up everything except for what's in front of me. So when you see me like this in jury, and I move real slow, it's like, this is all, this is it. This is what I'm doing. And that's kind of what I do in the challenges. I give everything that I have. And so I don't care if I got to throw up, if I cut my finger off. I have to do it all or I'll regret it. And I hate regret.
I know, I know. But listen, you also the fire making, you redeemed yourself there. I mean, obviously it was spoiled for us a little bit at the finale. What was your reaction to that?
I just think that it's going to be another historical moment for season 50. I think Mr. Jeff he's so good at his job. He joked it off, and
Yeah, he did well.
people
He did
just,
well.
they'll probably tune in to season 51 even more so now.
Yeah. Was there in the fire making challenge, did you feel very confident going in? Even though we saw Rizzo, you know, he had some sparks and he was doing a little bit better. Did you feel confident?
Don't necessarily feel confident in Survivor a lot, because I think that confident can turn into comfort, and then comfort comes into like death in Survivor. Because one of the things Mr. Matt said, Matt Van Wagner, he said before season 42, don't get comfortable. And I stuck with me for 2 seasons, 5 years, about. Because like Ozzy got comfortable. That's the only reason he left, is he got confident and comfortably. That's why he told Aubrey all that stuff. And it's like the comfort is what kills. So think about making a t-shirt that says that comfort kills.
Had Rizzo beaten you and you were on the jury, who would you have voted for between those three?
I couldn't vote for Rizzo. I don't think that Joe got as much credit as he should have, because he's been in the final three twice. But at the same time, it'd be a hard vote between Aubrey and Mr. Joe.
Okay. How do you think you would have done against Rizzo and Joe instead of Aubrey in the final three?
People had told me that I would have won if it was between Rizzo and Joe, and I believe that. I knew as soon as the ball dropped, I said, it's the 2 million's going to Aubrey. And I kind of swallowed that pill back then, but reliving it has been terribly difficult.
I imagine, I imagine. What was your, I mean, she said she bought it on Etsy and practiced, which was interesting.
Yeah, I think Aubrey had a great finale. I think Aubrey started really playing the last 2 episodes. I think that's
She
what
turned it
happened,
on.
and she turned it on. And that's the kind of thing that you got to wonder. Would that work with other juries? If it wasn't, yeah. So I got a lot of studying and praying to do about how I'm supposed to take this in and be humble, and because this whole thing is a gift. Like I don't deserve $2 million. I did my best, and like the whole opportunity that CBS has given me is just a gift. Like that's what I got to remember. Nobody is out here deserves to be on Survivor. It's not like we, you know, I should be here. It's like, no, they decided. It's their show. We're a part of this because they chose us.
Right. And also, you got to remember, Suri, celebrated legend, has never won the game. So it doesn't matter necessarily if you win, you're a legend, right? You're a legend in other ways. So I hope you remember that.
That's
as well.
Right. That's right. But
Jonathan, I will let you wrap up here. You probably have a long day, but is the Survivor journey over for you, or did this want make you want to play again, or you were like, you know, I need a break from Survivor?
I'll play as many times as Mr. Jeff calls. I just have to figure out the path for me to win and what that even looks like, because I change my game so much, and I don't know how to win the game, and that one's where I'm at right now. But yes, I would play again as soon as Mr. Jeff calls. I'll play.